Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Scope. It's the only show that's part of this complete breakfast. I'm your announcer, Tony Partington. Coming up on this edition of The Scope...
Yeah, we're taping during my birthday party. We're a little bit sauce, but we're going to play a game anyway. So hang in there and have a good time. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in.
And now, here are your hosts, Jared, Adam, and Shane.
What's so funny?
Got busy. Episode 96.
I'm getting down over here to the sounds.
Jared,
the intro music.
Jared grooving to episode 96 of The Scope.
Wow.
No Adam here tonight. He is off doing things with his lady friend. But we have three special guests.
Wow, three of them.
Three. Take over for his position. We've got Crazy Earl, a big friend of the show.
Hey, good to be back.
He's got one ear, but twice the power.
I like God his, damn.
Earl's sitting at the table as if he is about to... I'm not sure. He's not sure what's going on.
He's
going to
eject himself at any moment.
It's like, this is a radio pose.
That is a strong pose. It's like, yeah, like you're going to be called to action at any second, and you need to leap out of your chair and save a lady or something.
Anything for the scope.
Sitting directly left...
How can I hear you, Carrie?
I don't know.
You haven't been introduced yet.
Sitting directly left of Earl is the silver-haired Sable. It is Thomas in the hizzy. Thomas, you pop up every once in a while for game shows.
Twice. This is my second appearance. Thank you.
Well, we love you. You've got a great voice for radio. And then sitting to my left would be Carrie. She is our official judge and smashing and gorgeous as ever. Carrie, please say a word.
Hello.
Wow.
That's one word.
She really brings a lot to the show, doesn't she, Thomas?
I yes.
She's like the love child of Burt Convy and Dick Clark, man.
Wow.
Is that a good thing?
No.
Oh, come on. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Jared, can the spectators hear what we're talking about?
No.
No. So they're just sitting around smiling for no reason whatsoever.
They can hear us speak in the room, though.
Okay. Well,
it's not like they were, yeah.
They miss all the sound effects. So
whatever.
We've got a show. We've got a show that Jared likes to call it his birthday show, but I'm actually calling it the Last Rock Band 2 party show of all times. Jared's birthday is just an afterthought as far as I'm concerned.
Where were your obsession?
Oh, it is his birthday.
I don't know. It's Jared's birthday today.
No, it's actually
That's boo for the afterthought.
I'm going to have a little drink of my vodka and cranberry mix.
Vodka cranberry. Down
great,
the hatch.
Great radio you're drinking.
Yeah. I know. So we've got a great show coming up. It is abridged, but we do have the... Oh, yeah. So Jared just hitting buttons like crazy. Wow. I try to get this guy when he's sober hitting sound effects all day long. He never does it, but now you can't stop him.
I'm getting a highlight on its way.
You should have called him to get me a shot of whiskey or something.
Well, it's not too late.
Wow. Thanks for taking
over. Standing over here in the corner judging.
Whiskey!
We're a show. Jared, we've got a game show. We call it the Scope Pyramid. We've done it before.
Scope Pyramid,
We're bringing it back.
Yeah, it's much better than a centipede.
Yeah, absolutely. No human centipede here.
No.
Is it kind of like that John Travolta religion?
What's that, Earl?
It's not a pyramid scheme, is it?
Not a pyramid scheme.
Do we need to catch up on anything? Has anything happened in the last couple weeks that we need to talk about?
My new best friend, thank you.
Nothing tremendously exciting.
I don't think so. Wow. Okay, I'm sorry I brought it up, honestly.
Yeah, you're totally killing the show. So we've got Thomas, Earl. They're going to be participating in the Scope Pyramid. It's going to be very, very exciting. They have no idea what they're getting into. Carrie will be judging. Jared and I will be the special guest stars. You know, let's just get right into it, Jared. I'm not going to...
You can't wait.
I see a shot of whiskey in front of Earl. Earl.
Whiskey!
Earl, take the shot before we start.
Oh, fuck, man. The pressure.
Earl doesn't do shots, though. He sips it.
Yeah,
he's not fucking
Earl makes
it.
Love
he does sip it.
Can I get a drum roll, please?
Earl makes love
Jared,
to
can
shots.
We get a drum roll?
Only if it's 12
and... And it's down, Earl.
Hi-yo!
What do you think, Thomas? What do you think, Thomas?
This is the best show so far.
Thomas has best show.
You wanted to learn about podcasting. Well, this is it. You're learning from the masters.
Learn. Sit and learn. So we've got episode 96. We've got Scope Pyramid. We've got Coming Soon. We've got nothing else beyond that, Jared.
Oh, good for you.
Not hot.
Leave Quick and Bail alone.
So, Jared, let's start this out. Scope episode 96. Coming at you hot and heavy.
Yeah.
Right after this.
Once again, it's time for another edition of the Scope Male Genitalia Euphemism of the Day. Today's euphemism is Mr. Johnson and the Juice Crew. That was the Scope Male Genitalia Euphemism of the Day. Now, back to the show.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Scope, episode 96. Scope Pyramid, the super game show, coming your way. It's Jared, Shane, Thomas, and Earl. So everybody...
Shane, you sound very live.
Thank you very much. I don't know if you're if you are familiar with the Pyramid, but it's a long-time running game show. Last most famous...
What?
Oh my Jesus. Oh my Jesus.
Your Jesus. He's hogging Jesus for himself.
One of my favorites, Dick Clark, hosted the show in the late 80s. And we're going to be duplicating that format as we go along. Thomas and I will be teaming up.
Oh, Shane.
Go ahead, Gary.
Who actually does it now? Do you know?
I do.
Go ahead, Earl.
Donny Osmond.
Mr. Osmond himself.
He was the last guy. I think there was a pilot in 2009, but I don't know who hosted it.
He was at the Mall of America.
They still run that show.
They still run the show with him.
Who? Wow. Is it even on?
Yeah.
I don't know. I got Game Show Network. I watch it with my kid every morning.
Wow, your kid sounds very educated. That's all I'm going to say about
Match
that.
Wow.
So $10,000 pyramid is our pattern we're going to be copying. Jared and
yes.
Earl.
Yes.
Thomas and Shane.
Yes.
Yep.
Rules are pretty simple. We've got six topics. We'll go back and forth. Whoever gets the most right after each topic. We'll go on to the final round. In which the action really gets started. Thomas, you love $10,000 Pyramid.
I love it. I can't get enough of it.
Famous memory from that show.
The with the pyramid and the money.
Wow. In depth, we love it. Family Feud comes into play. Earl Lucas, people love you. You've got half-naked women on your shirt.
I do.
People are drunk. Your feelings.
I think it's awesome. I think the theme song, I think they should have like a dude come out and do the running man dance?
Yes. Pre-existing medical conditions, should those be covered by insurance companies? Go ahead.
Wow.
Considering I was born like with one, yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Earl,
moving on.
In favor. Thank you very much.
Please,
so, Jared, we've got...
for me only.
Yes,
Shane. Jared, we've got six topics. You and Earl are... You guys can go first. Would you like to be a deer and read the six possible categories for...
Is this how the game works?
Yes.
Okay. These six possible categories are all... Wait. Yes, I'm... Okay. They're in bold, right?
They are in bold.
I just don't read something I'm not supposed to read.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
All's Well That Ends Well. Monster Mash. Hard Times. Do you think you auto?
I'm sorry.
Do you think auto? No.
Do you think you auto? Auto.
Like auto.
A-U-T.
Do you think you auto? Okay.
You.
There's a word missing there. That's all right.
Hey, I'm doing it in 10 minutes. What do you want?
The Circle Game and Sun Also Rises.
Not to be confused with The Circle Jerk.
I was just going to say, yeah.
Earl and Jared, I'm going to let you guys start first.
Dirty.
So here's the thing. There are seven things you need to get correct. You've got 30 seconds to answer them.
Fuck.
Please, Earl, pick a topic.
And here comes another shot for Earl. This is perfect.
Okay, Jared, let's do a pause in the game right now. Earl's got a shot.
No. The shot
If Earl gets a perfect 7 out of 7 in 30 seconds, he will take that shot.
What are my rules? Can I use more than... Do I have to use single word clues?
In this particular round, you can use anything you want to as long as you do not say the word that would give it away. So
give me some time because I'm wearing a button fly short, not a zipper short.
Interesting.
So Earl, does that mean we get like 40 seconds?
Earl, you've got your topics. Please tell us.
Dick, I think we'll take...
Dick.
Dick Clark.
Right. No, that's what I meant.
Right, ENT there,
fucking
please.
Cure you.
Really?
Yes. This is absolutely not gay.
Earl, please.
Would you fucking let me talk?
Dick Clark doesn't take this long.
Actually, he does now.
These days he did extra time.
Who's going to help?
Well, you know, since Dick Clark's on the way out, we'll have to say all's well that ends well.
All's well that ends well. Oh, my goodness.
All's well that ends well. This is words that end with the letters L. L.
Yeah, put paper there and don't let him see.
Okay. Words that end with the letters LL. You've got 30 seconds. You've got
30 seconds?
30 seconds, seven questions.
Words that end
with
LL.
With double L.
Hold on, I got to get this queued up. Okay, 30 seconds.
Okay, Jared, you tell us when you're ready.
I'm ready. Ready?
We're ready. Begin at your leisure.
Male cow.
Bell?
What did you say?
Bell.
Male cow?
We're gonna fucking take this.
Mitches are going down.
Lots of crap.
Boom.
A liquid mess.
Spill.
Stunt driver. Evil Knievel.
Pass.
Oh wow, the worst ever.
How did you get Belle out of male cow?
I don't think I can think of cow.
So Jared,
cow Belle.
Yeah. Jared, we've got two correct out of seven.
Not like I
Carrie,
said,
can you confirm?
Saxophone yes. or something like that.
Jesus
Christ. So the last one was Thrill.
That was Thrill. Evil Knievel. Words with M and L. Come on, Earl. Come on, Earl.
I should have
with
okay,
one L.
So Thomas,
I
the score,
really gotten Thrill.
The score is 2-0.
Yes.
You've
yeah,
got,
yeah, see, Tom's with me on this.
Tom here.
Whatever,
Thomas,
it's tough
here
game, tough game, tough game.
Here are the remaining topics. Hard Times, The Circle Game, Monster Mash, Do You Think You Otto, and The Sun Also Rises.
Let's go with Monster Mash.
Monster Mash.
Monster Mash.
Monster Mash.
30 seconds on the clock, Shane.
Monster Mash.
Tell me when you're ready.
Earl's going to cream his pants right now. Words that are associated with Godzilla.
Ah, damn.
Oh, my God. I'm doomed.
Fuck, okay. You want to trade topics?
Nope.
Because you're better at the double L's.
Well, too late. Yeah.
Whenever you're ready, Jared.
And
let's begin.
Go.
Okay, if you're out at a camp, you would light one of these.
Fire.
Yes. Not a father, but a...
Mother.
Not a father, but his offspring.
Son.
You would fly one of these in the sky.
Airplane.
Yes. The capital of Japan.
Tokyo.
Yes. Not small, but...
Large.
Another word for
giant.
Large. Giant. Keep going.
Gigantic.
Skip. Let's go to this. It's one of these things, a Komodo, number 5, which would be huge.
They also
huge.
Missed part of the show because that stopped recording for some reason.
Uh-oh.
Right. But we didn't miss anything important. That's
okay,
all right.
And then the final troop, when I said army, that would be troops.
Troops. Right, see?
So we've got 5 out of 7 there.
That's going to be tough to catch up from.
Okay. So your remaining topics, Earl,
yes.
As we're looking at this, we've got Hard Times, Do You Think You Otto, The Circle Game, and The Sun Also Rises.
I'm going to be brave and take The Circle Game.
The Circle Game. So, Jared, The Circle Game are things that go around other things.
Okay.
Jared, why do I get the...
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah,
all right, Earl. Come on, let's get together here.
Let's do it, man.
Okay, Jared, whenever you're ready.
Things that go around other things. Are you ready?
Things that go around things.
You ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. The most popular game right now.
Hula Hoop. I don't
know. Video game right now.
Halo.
Batman wears one.
Belt.
No, Superman also wears one.
Cape, utility belt.
It has 8 legs.
Spider.
It's in the ocean with lots of legs.
Octopus.
Something that is worn by an Arab man.
What?
Something worn by an Arab man.
Yeah, what the fuck is that thing on
his head?
Turban.
A rag.
Something you use to stop blood flow when it's injury.
A rag.
No.
Bandage.
Wow.
Carrie, what did we miss? Because I'm laughing far too hard to be.
I cannot.
What's so funny?
An Arab man.
Oh my god.
Wow. I didn't
okay,
think
Carrie, give us a recap of what they missed.
Controversial.
Everything.
Did they get number 4?
We got 4 right.
The turban?
Yeah. The turban. They did.
What
get
did
the
they
turban.
Miss?
I don't get
it. We got 4 right.
Tourniquet.
Well, we did
what
not
number
get
5.
Tourniquet.
We got the first 4 right.
Sash.
I
and
say tourniquet.
Condom.
Condoms.
I didn't really get
no,
that.
But they didn't get to
we
that.
We didn't
one.
Get that far.
How, okay, so, Carrie, can you give us a score rundown right now after 1.5 rounds?
6-5.
6-5. Who is in the lead?
That would be Thomas.
Thomas and Shane in the lead. Thomas, we've
yes.
got three topics left.
Okay.
I'll review them for you.
Yes.
Hard Times, Do You Think You Otto, and Sun Also Rises.
Let's go with Hard Times, Shane.
Well spoken.
Hard Times
hard
are
times.
Coming
hard
to
times?
Your town. Little Run DMC for you.
I prefer Charles Johnson and James Coburn.
Hard times, Thomas.
Yes.
Things that are made of iron or steel.
Okay, you guys
get
the easy
get
ones.
A bad one.
Earl, you're the one who's picking these.
Yeah, it's all your fault, Earl.
Yeah, but I don't
all
want right. to fucking...
Jared.
Shane, are you ready?
Whenever you're ready.
Shane, go.
Arnold Schwarzenegger lifted these to get
iron
ripped. Nope.
Incorrect.
Weights, yes. If you are out in the lawn and need to pick up the leaves, use this.
Rake.
In the revolutionary times, they shot these big things.
Cannons.
Yes. You cook soup in one of these.
Pots.
Yes. If you want to cook up a steak, you put it on a...
grill.
Farmers use these to till the fields.
Plow.
No, it's bigger than that with a motor.
Tractor.
Yes. This is a character in Buffy. You also use this to drive in...
steak.
Oh, so it was close.
Spike.
Spike.
Son of a bitch.
Spike.
I never watched Buffy.
6 out of 7.
I don't think it's possible for Earl to win at this point. I was going to say.
You know, you're with me. Don't just put it on.
Steel trap.
I think you're looking at the answers, motherfucker.
I'm looking at the Rock Band screen,
which has the answers flashing.
Right. Continue.
Okay, Earl and Jared, Earl, you've got two topics left. Do you think you Otto and the sun also rises? Earl, what do you think?
Ah, damn.
Do you think you Otto continue?
Do you think you sun you also rises?
Do you think you Otto or sun also rises?
I just said sun also
Earl says rises. Sun also rises. So damn the it. Sun also rises. The topics...
that doesn't sound good.
Topics in this are things that wake you up. Things that wake you up. Jared, start it whenever you feel like.
Are you ready, Earl?
I believe so. Give me good
things that wake you up. All right, here we go.
You're dead meat.
A noise made by your nose and your vocal throat.
Sneeze.
No.
Snore.
It's a clock. It makes a noise.
Alarm clock.
A big kaboom outside.
Explosion.
Yes. Rooster makes a sound.
Coo-coo-coo-coo.
Somebody's in trouble and they yell,
help!
Used to wake up troops. It's an instrument.
A bugle.
Someone breaks in your house and they are...
fire alarm.
No, they're trying to steal stuff.
They're thieves. I'm going to shoot you.
I don't know.
Yes.
People break in your house and they're a fire alarm.
You did do...
I will break in and set your place on fire.
We're looking for burglar.
Oh, burglar.
You know, when they burgle.
Why didn't you say McDonald's hamburger?
Because I'm not in your head.
No, no one is.
No one is. And you know what? I like it that way. That's... get off my lawn.
Carrie, we need a score recap. Tell us what's going on.
Well,
after
Earl,
two and a half rounds.
Earl did good on that one.
Thank
He's
you.
At 12.
Thank you, Mrs. Carrie.
Thomas is at 11 with one round to go.
And I am going to destroy you.
So
you don't know
what you're saying
is that
Thomas and Shane need to get one to tie, two to go on to the final round.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
I can't wait to win this $4,000.
So, Thomas...
I should have taken Shane. He's about
$4,000. What?
Thomas, the category remaining is, do you think you auto?
I'll take that one,
Carrie,
Shane.
What is do you think you auto all about?
Parts of a car.
Oh, shit.
Thomas, have you ever driven a
car? I have driven a car.
Thomas has driven a car. Jared is already shiting in his pants.
I don't know if he
not really. I have no honor at stake here.
Thomas, we've got
to be a fact.
We've got to get two right out of seven to win.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
He is ready. Jared?
Shane?
Let's do it.
Begin now.
A steering
wheel.
A windshield.
Wiper.
Use this if you get an accident to the front of the car.
Bumper.
Yes. An oil.
Change.
No, it's the thing that
filter.
Runs through. Yes. If you are driving a manual, you push on this to change the gear.
Shift. Or clutch.
Sometimes this can overheat. There's water running through it.
Radiator.
Yes. The pipe at the end that kicks out stuff, what's that called?
Exhaust pipe.
Bam. Turn off the music, brother.
Yes.
7 out of 7. Carrie, give us a score recap right now.
Earl with 12.
Oh,
and
my.
Thomas with 8.
Thomas, yes. Handshake, 18 to 12. It is a whooping. Jared, how do you feel?
I'm okay, because honestly, when the show's going to roll on, I'm still going to be on it. Earl's going to go home.
Earl is off the show. Earl, will you ever come back on the show after this utter destruction?
If you invite me, I'll be there.
I think he should take that shot.
Thomas,
he's got the shot.
Are you learning a lot about podcasting right now?
No, nothing.
Nothing. He's learning nothing.
That was a random question.
Jared, do we take a break now, or do we keep rolling on?
I'm going to take a break. Keep everybody in suspense.
I don't have any stuff to play.
Okay, we don't have anything planned.
We can take a break, though. That's fine. Let me play some music here. And,
okay, what do you got, Jared?
I'll just do this.
Running Man!
And we'll be back right after these messages. Yeah!
Thank you.
And we're back to the $4,000 pyramid here on the Scope.
Only $4,000, our budget.
I don't even know.
Very limited.
$0, honestly.
So
Scope bucks are being given out.
So we've got our two contestants, Earl and Thomas. Thomas utterly destroying Earl in every sense of the word destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Were you surprised, Jared?
Yes, I was a little surprised. Wow.
During the commercial break, Earl complaining that Thomas got the easy questions. Earl, what say you?
I say he did.
I think they were a little easier, but you know, you it's all what you pick.
You picked the questions, Earl. Thomas had you were number one.
You even started.
You started.
I will fight you in the street.
I will fight him in the street for $5.
$5.
I'll fight anyone in this room for $5.
The judge has her hand up. What's up, Carrie?
Judge, please.
Oh, no, I want to fight Earl.
You want to fight Earl?
I think Earl's going to get his ass kicked 10 ways till Tuesday.
Shane, I think we're going to have to get the show over with so the street fights can begin.
I love this. So let's break it down right now. Thomas and I are going on to the bonus round. If people are familiar with the pyramid, they don't need to hear this. But if they're not, pay close attention. So we've got six topics coming at us, Thomas.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I am only allowed to explain them to you in phrases.
Okay.
And then you need to guess them as we go along. If you get all six correct, you will be the winner. I can pass it any time. We can come back to them as needed.
I like it.
But hopefully we're going to do so well we won't need to pass.
No,
Carrie, anything you need to add to this?
I see an airplane and there's smoke coming out of the engine.
You did very well.
Thomas dominating. Pretty much dominating in our main part of the game.
It was a good performance.
Three or four beers in and I'm kind of a lightweight.
I thought Earl was going to do a shot at this point.
Okay, yes. Before we get going, Earl has a shot of, is that whiskey sitting
in front of you? What kind of whiskey is that?
What is that whiskey?
Get in. Good.
Are you wasting my agent?
Get on the mic. Get on the mic over here, Jeff. Jeff, brother-in-law
I'd like to bring my
to
bartender
Jared.
Isaac on the show right at the
Jeff,
moment.
Jeff, getting in here. Isaac. Jeff going on a big European vacation here in a second. Jeff, what is in that shot glass?
That is some Jameson Irish whiskey.
You're not talking into the mic. You're a musician. You know how to talk.
He's
into the
on
mic.
The mic close enough.
I don't want to kiss Earl.
I think you do.
Wow.
That is some Jameson Irish whiskey.
So if you wanted something to happen to that shot, what would you say right now?
What?
If you wanted something to happen to that shot, what would you say right now to Earl?
Jesus, come on. Keep
Earl,
it civil.
Earl, take the shot.
Earl, take that shot. It's like move that bus on a...
Well, if we don't have a sound effect, then I just like a drum roll.
Let's do this. Earl, will he take the shot, Jared, or will he sip it?
He's going to take the shot. He's thinking
just
about
like Ty Pennington, he's
and
drinking.
And down it goes! Move that bus! Move that bus! Wow.
Boy, that was really gay.
Totally.
Would anybody completely. Like to see the new hair that came onto my chest?
I know.
Is it gray? Yeah.
Wow.
Not hot. Not hot.
You just not need hot. A medallion in your
Boy, that
set.
Was really
Ooh,
gay.
Not hot.
Jared,
not
having hot. Fun with sound effects.
Not hot. Not hot.
Are you okay over there, Jared?
I just don't want Earl talking about his chest hair anymore.
That's true.
Thomas, I'm going to take a sip of my vodka.
I really
vodka.
Think it's time to get going.
I'm
going to
take a pull of this delicious High Life.
Let's do this. Cheers to winning.
Oh, yeah, you light beer.
Let's finish this game,
There's
Shane.
Nothing light about the High Life, dude.
Okay, we've
get
got
control, Shane.
Some light can get into
my
that
drink
bottle.
Is running out.
I will slit your throat.
Thomas, we've got
shoot
six.
You in the ball.
We've got six topics. We've got 30 seconds.
I thought it was a minute.
I'm sorry.
You have a minute in the final round.
Six topics, 1 minute. Okay. Jared and Earl are out. You and I. Headed for the victory circle. Jared?
Yeah. I have no idea if they're right because I don't have a list, so I can't do the sound effects. Is there a list I can see so I can trigger sound effects?
Yeah, you can actually give that to give him, me. And I'll just look off of your
okay. I won't even look.
Most of them are.
Come a little closer here, honey.
Yay.
Jared, tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, Jared?
Yes.
Give me the cue.
And go.
Chocolate chip.
Cookies.
Sugar. The Death Star. Darth Vader.
Space Station. Star Wars.
Yes.
Okay.
Nero. George.
Lucas. Washington.
Palpatine.
Emperor.
Waiters. A valet.
Server.
Pass. Hey, you're gonna throw me. I'm a semicircular disc.
Frisbee.
Yes.
What?
It's the worst clues ever.
Damn it. An invitation. A party. A party invitation.
Don't look at me.
An invite. A.
No, fucking A.
Letter. A card.
You wrote them.
Okay, we'll go back to this. A waiter. A valet.
Attendance.
Someone that brings your bags up.
Oh!
Damn it! Thomas, you're out! You're never coming to a party.
Wow.
Yes, so by and default, actually, I have a foul as well.
What?
Because this isn't a frisbee. This is what the clue is not
Well, he doesn't know. He didn't live in 1987.
That's because you didn't say it right.
You're out of here. Get out of here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
I wish I still had my shot.
Okay, Jared, I was saying yes. A valet, yes. A waiter. Yes. Do you have anything else to add to that?
No, those are good. Those are people you tip.
People you tip.
See, here's the problem. Everyone wants a tip.
You should have said retarded. Those are the people you tip.
Okay, and the other thing I said a party invitation.
Why do they need a? They're selling you an overpriced burrito. Why do they need a fucking tip?
Exactly. Yeah. That's their effing job.
I said a party invitation. I could have said a Facebook friend request.
It'd be things you accept, Shane.
Things you accept.
I feel like I failed you, Shane.
You didn't fail me. I think I might have failed us.
A marriage proposal.
A marriage proposal. That's a good one. That's a really tough.
Money.
And I wrote these questions. I wanted that last one to be really
difficult. A cash bribe.
So I didn't win the $4,000 that you're saying.
You didn't win.
You did not.
Scope $4,000 goes right back into the bank account.
Right back into the show, Shane. We're reinvesting.
5 out of 7, correct, not good enough for...
We're putting that money into Scope infrastructure.
Scope, we're going to build the sucker up, and we're going to make sure that we can keep all the bridges safe. Thank you very much.
Right.
At least I knocked Earl's dick in the dirt. That's what matters.
I'm going to stab you in the head with a pencil in a particular part of your brain and wipe out all your ability.
I'm going to sharpen your nose.
I'm going to fuck up your ears.
At least I knocked Earl's dick in the dirt. That's the quote of the night.
I think that might be our show title.
You know what? Where do you think trees come from?
Oh, shit.
Jared, is it okay if I ask Earl and Thomas and Carrie to stick around for Under the Scope?
If you want, sure.
I would love to be under the scope with my dick in the dirt.
I would be honored.
Okay.
I have to get my dick out of the dirt first.
Earl, get his dick out of the dirt.
Dust off your dick.
That's fine. You can wipe it off for me.
We'll be back right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Scope.
Under the Scope. Hey, everybody, we're back with Under the Scope. It's Earl's one-sentence review for the movie Machete.
Awesome.
Go.
Awesome!
Machete, go ahead.
Awesome.
Awesome, there we go. And we're back with Coming Soon for episode 96 of The Scope.
Hold on, I was drinking. Here we go.
That was abrupt and like a hit and run.
Let's see if these bitches are interested in some of the things coming soon in the world of pop culture. We'll start with music.
I'm ready.
Jared R. September 21st, that's next Tuesday for all the people that are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the new album from Maroon 5 called Hand All Over. They're going back to their original style. They didn't do so well with their last album. They feel like they're going to recapture their roots. Jared?
I already have it.
Okay. He already has it. Oh, we've got an album by the band The Swans. My Father Will Guide Me Up a Rope to the Sky.
That's a fucked up title, Shane. Yes. Fucked up.
Sounds dirty.
Too hipster for me.
Thomas's favorite female singer of the 90s, it's Paula Cole with Ithaca.
Is that I Don't Want to Wait?
Oh, yeah. Sing it.
Welcome to Dawson's Creek, everyone.
Dawson's Creek. Pacey says he loves you.
I love him, too.
And finally, my favorite band name of the year, 2010. Their album is called From the Cradle to the Rave. It's Shit Robot.
That's their name?
That is their name. Shit Robot.
That's got nothing on Srobot, Shane.
Srobot, no Srobot or Skullbot.
Shit Srobot.
The following week, September 28th, that would be the very end of September.
Right.
Yeah. Bad Religion is back with the band, with the album The Descent of Man.
I only have one of their albums.
Hmm.
Only one.
Stranger Than Fiction.
Earl, Phil Collins, your favorite song from Phil Collins.
My favorite song by Phil Collins?
Yes, sir.
Oh, shit, that...
Billy Don't Lose That Number, right?
I love it.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Billy, I'm gonna say, to lose that number, because you're not anywhere.
Wow.
That I can't find you.
Thomas, you made short films with this bitch.
The song where he's in the apartment building.
Don't you lose
that song where he was in the apartment building.
And they go,
Thomas,
right.
What's that? What? Earl's favorite Phil Collins song. He was in an apartment building.
Yeah, then he goes, all right. Oh, no.
In the air tonight.
Sure, that
about the guy drowning.
Oh, it's the one with the puppet.
That's bullshit. It's not about
the puppets. That was Land of Confusion.
Thank you very much.
Awesome video.
That's Genesis.
Earl's favorite band of the 80s, El DeBarge, is back.
How did you know?
El DeBarge?
Second Chance.
I got a chance. Shane, the first two cassettes I owned of popular music.
Go ahead.
DeBarge.
Wow.
And Madonna's Like a Virgin.
Nice.
Wow.
On cassette.
DeBarge. It should be like Fifth Chance.
Continuing the albums from September 28th, we've got the Gin Blossoms. They're back with an album suspiciously called No Chocolate Cake. I don't know what it means.
Will there be a remake of Hey Jealousy on it?
We can only hope so.
How did you survive the poison?
Jimmy Eat World is also back in the mix with Invented. Ooh. We've got about four songs from the Men in Rock Band. Jared's favorite rapper, T.I. King Unhinged.
Whatever, well, they run out of rapper names, aren't they?
And Thoughtful and Settled.
Everyone knows my favorite rapper is Slick Rick.
What about Devastating Dave?
The Ruler.
I like Lil Jeezy, Young Skeezy, and Lil Greasy.
I'm with you.
You're on the show every time, by the way, with that. Pete Yorn, Thoughtful and Sad Alternative Artist, comes back with his album, self-titled, called Pete Yorn. Thomas, your favorite Pete Yorn memory?
No.
Well, that's why you can't do a podcast. Movies coming out.
Wow.
I was going to say, I went to the future and watched him die. That was my favorite memory.
Everyone knows that Earl works in a movie theater, so he knows everything's coming out. September 24th, we've got You Again, starring Kirsten Bell, or Chris, is it Kirsten or Kristen?
It's Kirsten.
She's Delicious Bell.
Kirsten Bell. Delicious favorite Bell. Kirsten Bell moment, Thomas.
You know what I say?
Everything she's ever done. Every breath she's ever taken.
Every
breath,
you know what every I move say? She makes.
Diving Bell.
Diving Bell.
If you haven't watched Veronica Mars, you're dumb.
And good if Thomas show. Were ever to bang a hot octogenarian, it would be Betty White. She also absolutely. Stars in that movie.
I would bend her over the couch.
Wow. And then you hear her spine crack as you were bending
whatever.
Her over.
She'd go, oh dear.
Yikes. Here's a funny.
Crickets, I got crickets.
Here's a movie my daughter wants to see. It's called Legend of the Guardians, The Owls of Gahul.
What the fuck is what that Gahul? Shit?
We should arrange a double date for our kids because my kid wants to see that
Thomas,
piece of shit too.
Gentleman's Handshake, oh, yeah. Bam.
Let's do it. Gentleman's Handshake.
What my the theater gets it, I'll even
boy, that was really gay.
Yeah, I'm afraid of what a Gentleman's Handshake really is.
And because everyone knows Earl is pro throat cancer, Wall Street Money Never Sleeps comes out as well that
wait,
day.
Wait, Earl is Pearl. Throat
he's
cancer?
Pro throat
he's
cancer.
Pro throat cancer.
I get $5 every time somebody gets throat cancer.
He loves it. Can't get enough of it.
Yeah, well,
and then finally, the guy that's playing Green Lantern. What's his name? Brian Reynolds.
Douchebag.
Buried. He stars in the horror movie Buried.
Damn,
oh,
Ryan Reynolds.
Good for you. What?
Thank you very much.
I want to punch him in the dick.
He wants to punch him in the dick. And then you want to wrap your lips around it and then go.
I gotta say, Thomas has a lot of dick based humor tonight.
He really does.
I guess I do.
It's all about assaulting the penis.
Do you have a love hate thing with the penis?
Ryan Reynolds.
I think there's your title right there. It's all about assaulting the penis.
Write that down. I don't have a pen. Write that down. It's all about assaulting the penis.
$10,000 pyramid topic.
That's you got to hit him where it hurts.
Assaulting the pyramid.
And it hurts in the penis.
Assaulting the penis.
Wow, Jared, are we running the show? Or are these two morons running it?
$5.
October 1st brings us a bunch of movies. Let's start with the movie Let Me In. Let Me In. It's a horror movie. I think it's PG-13. No, Thomas, what do you got to say about that?
I can't wait to see it.
It's a remake of Let the Right One In, a beautiful...
Directed by the guy that did Cloverfield.
Earl, what do you think about the movie Case 39?
It looks like a ripoff of a bunch of shit.
What's it about?
Looks like a ripoff of Case 38.
I don't know. I don't even know. I think somebody... I think Naomi Watts' daughter goes missing or something.
Earl, on a scale of 1 to 10, yes, 10 being the most, 1 being the least, how much you hate...
And 3
how much
being
you hate
the
black
absolute
people?
Best.
What?
How much do you hate black people? Scale of 1 to 10.
1.
One, he loves
it's
them.
It's gonna be tight.
Okay,
y'all.
Thank you, Cleveland.
Yeah.
Okay, next we've got coming on October 1st, Chain Letter. It's a horror movie about a chain letter.
Sounds like that telephone movie.
How much of the postal service have to do with horror movies?
I think that I'd put an extra 15 cents on the top of the stamp price.
And speaking of wrapping your mouth around a penis,
what?
We've got Thomas's favorite actor, Justin Timberlake, in the movie The Social Network.
You mean Facebook the movie?
Facebook the movie. What do you think, Thomas?
I'm not looking forward to it.
I'm
not looking forward to it. It's going to be a big hit.
It's going to be a big hit. You heard it from Earl. He works in a movie theater. He knows what he's talking about.
I'm just saying. I think it looks stupid.
Old Dave Fincher directed that one.
Did
now
he really?
Now he's
it's getting pretty good reviews.
There is a serial killer that shows up in the middle of it.
Very good. Hey, everybody. DVDs also come out on a weekly basis, so I thought we would cover those as well. September 21st brings us a bunch of stuff, a lot of TV shows, because the fall TV season is starting, Thomas.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
30 Rock Season 4 hits.
I'm on it.
30 Rock could be a little bit overrated, Jared. What do you say?
30 Rock, that's a good show. It's a little quirky, but I love it.
Is it better than Community Season 1 that also comes out on that day?
I would say so.
Oh, yeah. Community, who watches that garbage?
I do. It's good
I
show.
Watch that movie.
Sorry, guys.
Good fucking show.
Another movie, my daughter, who would be embarrassed to see her father right now, and even more embarrassed the fact that I'm recording this bullshit, Ice Age 3D comes out that day.
Oh, boy.
Holy crap, I'm dropping $3,000
for a 3D TV. And
guess what? The show that I have championed from day one, people didn't get behind me. Now it's a Grammy-winning show, or Emmy-winning show. Modern Family Season 1. Thomas, do you ever watch it?
I've never watched it. I've been told I should.
Grammy-winning, huh?
You're okay. Grammy-winning. They sing a lot of songs in that, Jared. It's like Glee. Grammy.
I know. I can't wait.
And finally, the guy that Earl liked to have sex with, Russell Crowe, stars in the movie Robin Hood, directed by Ridley Scott.
All rent. About it?
All rent.
That's came and went with the wind. Nobody
you don't deny that you want to have sex with Russell Crowe.
Why would I?
The Fat Robin Hood is what it is.
The Fat Robin Hood,
yes.
Guess what, guys? DVDs not only come out on September 21st, they also come out on September 28th.
Shame the drama. I can't take it.
We've got the
What's
movie,
coming out?
We've got the documentary Babies, which follows the life and times of about four different babies across the world.
I saw it. Good movie.
No thanks.
Think?
No
I
thanks.
Saw it. Good movie.
Don't care.
Earl Jared loves it. Hates babies.
I Even though they're minorities in that, Earl babies. Still loves it.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's fun. It's cute. You watch four kids grow up. It's fun.
There we go.
Fuck them.
We've got the recently arrested Russell Brand in the movie Get Him to the Greek. Is this guy overrated or is he the real deal, Thomas?
He's garbage.
You know
what,
garbage?
He's garbage. You know what, I'll tell you. Katy Perry recently went to her school and she picked on a guy that she wanted to go out but totally turned her down. And goes, yeah, I'm getting married. If I was that guy, I said, yeah, to Russell Brand. Who's the fucking winner now? Me.
Jared Ringelow, look at you. Does Katy Perry have the nicest real tits in Hollywood?
Yes. I don't know. No, yeah,
they are nice.
Katy Perry is just Zooey Deschanel on a porn star's body.
There we go.
Who's Deschanel? Shandel. Who's that?
She's awesome.
Shandel. I don't know what that means.
Oh, fuck you both, yeah.
And finally, we got a little movie, a little indie movie I like to call Iron Man 2. Better than Iron Man 1? Thomas.
No.
Not even close. Iron Man overrated, Thomas?
No.
Jared?
No. Iron Man's fantastic.
They're both about the same, and they're not overrated.
Okay, not overrated. You heard it here from Earl Lucas.
I think a fight scene could have happened somewhere in the middle of Iron Man 2. Like a quickie.
There could have been more cocks.
I'm ignoring the girl. It's Carrie. Carrie, is Iron Man 2 overrated? Go.
No, not at all.
What do you like
about
it?
She's writing poems.
She's writing poems over there. Let's read them right now.
She's actually paying
she
her.
She is.
She's paying her bills over there. She's writing out checks.
Carrie just wrote, hold fast to your dreams. For if dreams die, life is a broken winged
Are you
bird
shitting me?
That cannot fly.
You really did this?
That is
Hold
beautiful.
Fast to
we
your
must
dreams.
Be so, we must be so boring.
All no, right. No, we are that inspirational, Tom.
Thank you, Senor Keats.
Is your side job to write fortune cookie in the things?
I enjoyed my fortune cookie today.
Wow. I'm surprised there's not a laundry list on there.
I don't know. Get dress shirt steamed, cleaned, milk,
I'd like to know,
butter.
If Carrie went to the grocery store, would she pick me up Quarter townhouse milk. Crackers?
Townhouse crackers?
No.
Wow.
I hate you.
Fucking townhouse crackers.
I'm not impressed by this episode 96 of The Scope. No. But we've got video games as well, Thomas. So
I love them.
Let's recap. Music, movies, and now video games. Week of September 19th.
Video games.
Video games. Ah. Bobby Brown. Bobby B. Week of September 19th, F1 2010. For 360 and PS3. Who cares about that? It's car racing. We are men.
Who cares?
That don't care about cars.
And we have all our teeth.
That's it. We do have all our teeth. Week of September 26th, we've got a bunch of stuff coming out, Jared. We've got the world's game. It's called Football in the World, and here we call it soccer. Here being United States
Football.
Of America.
Goal!
FIFA Soccer 11. 360, PS3, Wii, PSP, DS.
No time for it. No
Dead
time.
Rising, Thomas's favorite masturbation game, coming out for 360 and PS3. Nothing better than hot naked zombies, says Thomas.
Right, no, yeah, I agree.
Front Mission Evolved, I don't know what it's about, but I saw it, it looked big. 360, PS3. Another one called Quantum Theory. Earl loves Quantum Leap, so I threw it in there.
And, and here's the other thing that's weird, he loves theories.
He does. Quantum do. And theories, it's all about Earl. Sonic the Hedgehog, Part 4, Episode 1. I don't know what that means.
Seriously?
But
how many games does that fucking mean?
Apparently Jar Jar Binks is in it, and it comes out for 360 and Wii. And finally, the game that we are going to ignore because it is not Rock Band. We're talking about Guitar Hero, Warriors of Rock.
Wow!
360, PS3, Wii. F you, Guitar Hero. I'm giving the virtual finger.
I'm sorry.
No
one.
Well, it's a virtual to our
song.
Audience, but it's literal to me, Shane, because I saw the
finger. Why do you hate Guitar Hero?
Why does that talk over me?
I have
Fuck
no
you,
idea.
It's my show.
You love music.
Sorry,
you love
what
rock.
Did you say?
Nothing.
Jared, why?
That's
Jared,
why I talk over you.
Why are you so nothing. Politically liberal? Go ahead.
Why am I so politically liberal?
That's below the belt, man. I'm changing the topic.
Moving on.
Jared, I think that wraps it up for a coming soon.
Yeah. Wait, no, you haven't asked. You dodged the question. Why do you hate Rob?
Mute his mic. Jesus Christ.
Fuck off.
Under the scope.
This is a train wreck.
This is a train wreck of beautiful proportions.
This is a big fucking mess.
Jared has a lot of things prepared for our final segment of the scope. Go ahead, Jared.
I'm going to go to the web. This is where we read comments, right?
I guess so.
All right. Gotcha. On our last episode 95, it's a comments. I'm going to go to the Facebook page, and I'm going to scroll down to the episode 95 entry. Michael says, I'm pretty sure Outsource was originally a spin-off for the Jim Halpert character from The Office. I saw the Nikita pilot at SDCC, that's San Diego Comic-Con, Shane.
Oh, that's very
And it
fancy.
Wasn't terrible. It has the potential to be solid. I really have very little interest in any new shows other than The Walking Dead. He's commenting on our TV show a preview, if you will.
Since Earl doesn't like television, I'm going to look at Thomas right here. Thomas, what new show are you looking forward to this fall season? Pretty much everything starts this week.
The event, I guess.
The event, of. Which is getting
sure
better.
It's gonna, yeah, I'm sure it's going
to
be.
Would you give head to John Ritter's son?
Wow. No.
Okay, he would not do
maybe,
that, Jared?
Maybe butt sex, but not head.
Well, because of that, you're never going to be on the show again.
I'm holding out for The Walking Dead. I'm holding out for The Walking
Walking
Dead.
Walking Dead?
Holding out for... You don't even have AMC.
Guess what, Jared?
I have AMC.
Oh, I don't.
Guess what, Jared?
I'll use the internet.
Big, you can come out over and watch.
Big Walking Dead.
I don't watch TV in real time, motherfucker.
I know. You watch it on a tiny little computer. I do.
Jared R., it's your 54th birthday.
I'm not watching it on a computer.
Why am I not? Why do not I have control of my own show?
Why are you slapping him?
Jared, you're invited to my Walking Dead party. Earl, you're not. Thank you.
The
go
Walking
ahead.
Dead party?
It is our house.
Wow.
I will break in.
Okay, we'll see.
Like a burglar.
No.
So you're going to burgle?
Like a burglar. Too bad you couldn't get that right in the old $10,000 pyramid.
Like a, too bad you couldn't give enough clue to
like a fucking fire alarm.
Five out of seven. Fire alarm.
Yeah, what else we got, Jared? When you break in, the fire alarm goes off.
What else goes off?
Wow.
What else goes off?
Not the fire alarm.
Not a burglar.
Yeah, maybe the burglar alarm.
The who?
Carry right another poem. Let's read here.
I have a firearm. I don't have.
Is there another poem?
Okay, yes, we got another poem here.
I love poems.
I look to the road
wait,
less traveled.
Read it like
and then shut up, Earl. Shut up.
Shut up. Shut up.
I took the road less traveled, and that has made all the difference.
And she's just quoting Robert Frost now.
Yep. Is that Robert Frost?
Oh. It is Robert Frost.
Why are you writing against Robert Frost? Confused. You're totally raising the bar in our show.
Sorry.
I'd like an original.
Speaking of the bar, let's wrap this up because I need a drink.
One. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, we got one more. C is for cookie.
That's good enough for
That's
me.
That's the comment. All right. Oh, we got another comment on from the website. Let me pull it up here. This is also in regards to television. Adam Lazo says, wondering why you are just simply curious about Olivia Munn.
I'm not curious about her. I'd bang her.
Who is she?
Olivia Munn.
Olivia Munn had like a cameo in Iron Man 2, but she's more known for Hotel. What's the name of the show? Attack of the Show.
Attack of the Show on G4. She's one of the new correspondents on The Daily Show. And she is what? Showing
in
up.
In a new show coming out here
She has
soon.
A new show and she's showing up on Chuck.
Wow. I didn't realize she's moved on like that. I just remember her on Attack of the Show.
She's popular.
Thomas T., tell me the largest breast size of a girl you've banged. Go ahead.
I think a D.
D.
Mm-hmm.
Double D.
Sad. Double D, Earl.
Look.
Motorboat?
I hear the old expression.
You always you have to
get Motorboat, a... Earl.
What?
Motorboat.
Motorboat.
Yeah, but D's relative.
Now, relative okay, to what? Like, are the boobs on Mars? What?
Listen here, I hear the old crappy expression, if it's bigger than a handful, that's a waste. I'm like, no, you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
You're listening to Weird Science far too much. Thank you.
What? Yeah.
Adam Lazo continues, Modern Family is good. Hey, come on.
Bring it back.
Modern Family is good, but you totally missed Parenthood, which is a great show for us mid-30s people. Happy we missed / misunderstood 30-something.
Adam Laszlo, next time you write in, you better be sending me a online code for a discount on an iPad. Thank you. Thank you. And not until the next generation comes out. I want the camera on the iPad.
I want the third generation.
He also says, the event advert campaign is simply pissing me off and turning me off to ever wanting to see the show, much like I was turned off to Jericho, amongst others.
Jared, dial your mom up right now. I want to call your mom right now. 12 a.m. Let's do this.
No, we're not calling my mom.
I need to talk about Jeff, your brother-in-law.
Why?
He's trouble.
Shane, you're trying to get this back on the road, but you're diverting. What's going on
You
here?
Don't want to do the show anymore?
I don't want to call my mom.
Call your mom.
If you want to call my mom, okay. You can write into comments at thescopeshow.com, comment at the website, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on your mom. Anyway, Shane, back to you.
Back to me. I want to thank Thomas and Earl and Carrie for being here in one of the worst shows ever, but maybe one of the best shows
ever. It's going to be 45 minutes of the worst show ever.
Yeah, we normally do shows that are 3 hours long. Wow. You guys come in, seriously. Bam.
Right.
It goes fast.
We're professionals.
Well, you are professionals.
Yeah.
Thomas, you and I should go on the real $10,000 pyramid. Because I think we probably would.
Just remember, Shane, it's all about assaulting the penis.
It really is all about assaulting the penis.
Did I actually say it? I said that tonight, didn't
yes.
I?
You did say it.
Okay.
You did say it.
I also write children's books.
Sweet. Carrie, does.
Carrie, sitting to the left of me, give us our final word before we close this bitch out.
Final word, Carrie.
No final pressure. Word.
No pressure.
We gotta get some plugs in, too.
Make it good.
Come on, read a poem.
A haiku? I can't do it.
A haiku. No. Jared, give us a plug, and then we'll come back to a haiku.
Thomas, do you have anything you want to plug? Website? Anything?
You're doing things. You're a writer. You're a silver-haired sable.
What the fuck?
You got little silver hair there.
Yeah,
I
do.
It's I'm going to catch. I'm catching.
At least it's not on your chest hair like me.
Not yet.
It is on Earl, though. I saw some silver hairs.
Uh-oh.
What are you doing checking out my chest
hair? It's right there. When you're having a conversation, Earl, the hair is... Earl, do you have anything you want to... Are you going to make any appearances? Anything you want to plug?
Will you be somewhere?
Appearances.
I'll be at home tonight.
I'll be at home tomorrow. Make sure you check me out
there. I've got a street fight later tonight.
Earl's got the Flash Gordon Marathon at his house.
Flash Gordon Marathon. No, I come down to the St. Anthony Main Movie Theater. We're playing old movies again. I will be starting up with Beetlejuice, I believe. Tim Burton before he went to shit.
If you're one of our Texas fans, do you fly in?
You do.
Okay, you fly in.
I might pick you up if I know you.
Just like that, Jade. You fly in.
And then 24-hour comic coming up. I'm going to go do that. Come bring me chicken.
If you have ideas for Earl's 24-hour comic, please, feel free to send it into the Sculpt.com.
Yeah, I got till October.
Sculpt show.
Jade, I said we put the show out of its misery.
Let's do this. Enough of it.
Shoot
Episode
it.
96 is over. I'm going to thank our guests. I'm going to thank Jared. I'm going to thank our live studio audience. We'll be back in a few weeks or more with 97.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Sculpt faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying...
Buenas noches.
Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.
Wow. Thanks for sticking with us on that one, folks. Bye-bye.